Following all adulting adults,
you're tuning into the Grown Up Podcast, a show I created to talk about the struggles of the new millennium and share different perspectives in order to make sense of being a grown up. Along the way, I search for independent music, businesses, and individuals who make a way for themselves in the content creating industry via podcasts, books, blogs, vlogs, and more to show that we should support each other's ideas instead of tear them down. Tune into the podcast monthly, and don't forget to follow me to stay up on new artists, new adventures, oh yeah, and more grown-up shit. Now, let's get to the episode.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
All right. And what's good, everybody? My name is Dee. It's your favorite grown-up back again with a brand new episode of the Grown-Up Podcast. Now, if you didn't look at the notification yesterday, here is another notification today to go and please check out and stream the brand new Now interview that dropped yesterday. I'm so excited for it. If any of you guys watch the show The Shy on the Showtime channel, you guys would know who I'm talking about when I say I interviewed Dre from The Shy. Her name is Miriam A. Hyman, and her stage name she goes by and is Robin Hood. So not only did I interview her, but I interviewed my brother again, East O, along with her. They came through Zoom through. I'm so excited that they came through and chatted up with me. So please go and stream that episode, you guys. It's on all podcast platforms, and video is up on YouTube. Go and check that out. Grown Up with D-E-E, okay? So yeah, so excited. I have an announcement for you guys, a reoccurring announcement. Yes, I'm still with That's Not Canon Productions. So you guys, please go and check out their website, thatsnotcanon.com. We've been adding so many more podcasts, independent podcasts. Go and check out the website, see which sparks your interest, not only including mine, but there's so many more out there. We're expanding, we're growing, support the independent podcast movement. So, you know, I'm so excited to be with them. They've helped me with so many things along the way, including a brand new social media that just got introduced. It's called Good Pods. So if you guys go into your app store and check out the Good Pods app, download it, and you can check me out. I'm on there. Actually, let me make sure that I give you guys so you guys, you can go ahead and follow me at Grown Up Podcast, all lowercase. And what this app essentially does is that it has my podcast up there so that you guys can have another way of listening to the podcast directly from my profile. So if you guys want to download that app, it's super dope. It also gives you more podcast recommendations, so you won't have to keep going on Twitter for that. You can just go straight to the Good Pods app, check out not only my podcast but other podcast people, and you know, connect with other people, see what podcasts that they are recommending and things like that. So yeah, that's another thing. And one more thing for you guys, please go and check out my Patreon. And what is Patreon, you guys ask? So Patreon is basically a site where you guys can be even more co-producers of the show. You guys already support the podcast so much by listening, and I appreciate you guys so much. So what Patreon is supporting the podcast even more, becoming pretty much co-producers, co-host of the podcast, all of that. by supporting the podcast. So when you go on there, it's going to give you some options to be able to support the podcast. Whichever option you choose, it allows you to be a part of a community of exclusive things. Okay, so what's going to happen is I'm going to have exclusive independent music events. I'm going to have exclusive merchandise raffles, and I'm also going to have an exclusive group of us adults, grown-ups, going through life, struggling, and maybe we have our own independent movement going. Maybe we want to follow each other so we can get more followers, get people attracted to things that we're doing, whatever the case may be, support each other. And the way that you do that is checking out the Patreon, supporting through Patreon, and you'll also be able to, get production up on the show with the audio quality, get more interviews, more people on here, and you can also be a part of the Grown Up Podcast by being a guest on the show. So if you guys go and check out the link in my bio or on any of my social medias, you can click on that, go to straight to the top. You'll probably go to the last social media link, click on that Patreon, check it out. Please, anything would help. I really appreciate you guys just listening and tuning into the podcast. So, for me to come on here and ask you guys, to support even more, it's humbling, because for you guys to keep tuning in and giving me encouragement and things like that, to just keep going and striving to just be better here on the podcast, it's something that I didn't imagine that I would be where I am right now with the podcast. So, shout out to you guys. You guys are the podcast. I am nothing without you guys tuning in every week. So appreciate you guys checking those things out. And let's get into the episode. So I have a pretty short episode for you guys today. But I just want to update you guys with things that's going on in my life and changes that are happening. Everything is moving fast. But, I know that this was, what God was preparing me for. And I'm so thankful and so humble and blessed that I am where I am. I'm figuring out this path that I'm on right now. Thank you guys so much for getting to 1.2K listening all time on the podcast. Wow. I appreciate you guys so much. Of course, I couldn't do this podcast and continue on, without knowing that there is at least someone out there listening to me. And so for 1.2K of you guys out there listening to me, it's truly a blessing. And I appreciate each and every one of you that tune into the podcast every week. So, just things that are going on in my life. I'm getting top surgery pretty soon, I hope. Hopefully I'm getting a call this week to set a date. So you guys, probably next week, I'll have an update for you on that. But I pretty much went to my consultation this past Friday. He said everything's a go. He made sure I had my pre-surgery things going on and prepped me and everything for that. So I'm super excited. And the reason why I chose to do top surgery first instead of starting hormones was because I really have a disconnection with my body. The disconnection with my body, it supersedes the amount of me wanting to physically start to look like a man. I don't really connect with my boobs. I don't really connect with, my area. I don't connect with my body like that. And I feel like once I'm able to start altering my body that way first, and then I start hormones, I think everything will start to come together for me. And everyone takes a different path. And I'm just telling my story of, how I'm taking, my path and what I'm doing for myself. You can do top surgery first, is basically what I'm saying. You don't have to start taking hormones first. You can do top surgery first, and then you can start taking hormones. And I'm thankful and grateful that not only did they explain these options to me, that I'm able to do that, but also that everything has come together at this point in my life. So, you know, that's happening pretty soon. That's exciting. And, you know, just really what I wanted to talk about today was, you know, things I'm starting to learn how to do as I'm progressing in, you know, my grown-up life and trying to adult and things like that. So I just had a couple things written down that I'm just like, damn, like every day it's something new, but it's exciting because it's growth, you know, and life is all about growing and expanding and exploring. And that I'm pretty much in the thick of doing all of those things right now. So the first thing that I'm learning how to do is buy new bedding. So when you get a girlfriend and she's very, very much girly, she starts to put things on your mind like buying new bedding. So that's exciting. That was cool going doing that and buying new bedding and, you know, sprucing up the bed. Now it feels like I'm sleeping on a cloud. So that's pretty dope. Shout out to her. Another thing that I'm doing to learn how to save better is I opened a savings account. So it's been a couple months that I've had it. I've already had to dabble in it quite a few times. As you guys know, everything in price is going up. Gas, food, clothing, every fucking thing is ridiculous. So I opened a savings account. Am I using it right now like as I should be? I'm trying. You know, I'm doing my best. I put $5 in there when I can. Sometimes I gotta use that $5. Don't judge me. But it be like that sometimes. So yeah, I don't know if anyone else is struggling, but right now it's a motherfucking struggle. But I'm excited. I'm starting a new job. So hopefully I won't have to fucking live paycheck to paycheck like this anymore. And I'm able to get a little bit more comfortable because, you know, the job I was with, it was sustaining the bills, but other than that, you know, I couldn't really save. I couldn't really take a vacation anywhere or do anything just for my mental health. I couldn't, even if I tried to take a day off, it wasn't even considered really a day off because, you know, they're still calling me and things like that. But, you know, moral of the story is starting a new job, you know, starting a new path. And I really think things are just starting to become, you know, so much better in my life. And I'm so excited that, you know, things are just starting to look up. And it's really, I only give the, you know, the praise to God because, you know, every day I pray that, you know, I just do what I need to do for myself. And I let God take care of everything else, you know, and he's truly been coming through for me and I've truly become really blessed. And so, you know, another thing that I've been doing, well, I haven't been doing, but I've had to play my role in what may look good or not look good, and that's decorating. So one of the things that I've found out and discovered as you're adulting is that I guess you have to spice up your life and like put colors and stuff in it. So like you got to decorate and get pictures and shit and like plants and, you know, those kind of things. I'm not really into that. I don't really decorate or anything. And I'm really very much a plain person. I like my blacks and my grays and my whites, maybe not white, not too much white, but I like my black and my grays, my neutral colors. I don't stray too far from those, but like I said, when you get a girl in your life, she starts to change things. So just learning how to decorate as part of the adulting process. Another thing is just looking for a better paying job. You know, like I said, I'm starting a new job soon, so excited. But, you know, I know a lot of people are out here just trying to look for a better paying jobs, look for something that's more stable, you know, something that's not taking them paycheck to paycheck and something that can be sustainable with all these, you know, high prices going up. And, you know, you gotta pay your bills. Bills are going up, it seems like, too, you know, just everything just seems like it's, you know, coming to a head. And shit, the government need to stop fucking around and pay us something. Like, shit, just these couple little stimuluses that they've been doing, like, shit, what about the people who don't have kids right now, you know, that can get that childcare tax credit, you know, and that shit is even taken away from their taxes that they gonna get next year. So it all just seems like a big, you know, fuck you to us. But I wish that, you know, the government would wake up and see that we're out here struggling and you know, they fucking need to help with this shit just to get us back on track. So but yeah, you know, just doing that, looking for a better paying job, excited that hopefully, you know, this job will be something that I can sustain, you know, to keep me through and to get to a more comfortable space in my life. And another thing that just trying to weave in between there is maintaining my household with cleaning, laundry, yard work, you know, working that into working, just really, really adulting, like, to the max, you know, getting the house together for, you know, starting the family and everything, super excited for that. Everything is just changing, and I'm so happy and so blessed. Like I said, you know, pray every day. I prayed every day that, you know, God would just show me the path that he wanted me to be on. And so far, he really has been showing me, and I've just been trying to, you know, take stride in it. And I'm just here to tell everyone that if you are, you know, feeling like your life is not going to go in the direction that you wanted to, just have faith. You know, have faith that God is going to pull you through. You know what I mean? I at one point I really thought shit was just, I didn't know how my future was going to turn out. I didn't know what I was going to do, you know, with this or with that. But at the end of the day, you know, I pulled through. And, you know, the last thing that I wanted, the last couple of things I wanted to touch on was just remembering to do small things like wash the car, take out the trash, sleep, pay bills. Like, this whole grown-up process and adulting thing is a whole struggle and a half, I understand, but I'm just here to give some encouraging words and to help us uplift each other and start the conversations that we need to be there for each other and let each other know that, you know, we can uplift each other and we can get through this struggle together. Even if other people like the government don't want to help us, we can help each other, you know, supporting each other through our independent movements and our independent businesses and all the endeavors that, you know, we get into and want to share with each other and things like that. Have an open mind, have an open ear. You never know the opportunity that, you know, that you may take that could take you to the next level, or that can open your mind to something else, or, you know, get that memory of something that you wanted to do way back when to pull it forward and be like, hey, now I can do this, you know. And just the last thing is, like I said, just, you know, planning on my family, getting things in order, preparing my future that I want, that I've always wanted, I'm so excited about. So you know, I'm just here to give encouraging words and tell you guys that, yeah, being a grown-up right now is tough, and, you know, things are hard and prices are going up, but we're gonna make it, we're gonna get through. And you know, I appreciate you guys for tuning into the podcast, supporting the podcast, supporting the independent movement, you know, supporting all the independent artists that are also doing the same thing as me, trying to make it independently, trying to get the encouragement and support from other people. And, you know, because the independent movement is hard, it's a struggle, but support from you guys is, you know, all we need to keep going, moving forward in our endeavors. So again, appreciate you guys for tuning into the podcast. Of course, don't forget to subscribe. You guys already know, follow me on my social medias on Instagram at the Grown Up Podcast, all lowercase. You can still follow me on my personal page at famousd_95. Please follow me on my Twitter at famousd_95. And of course, like my Facebook page at the Grown Up Podcast, and go and check out my YouTube, Grown Up With D. It has my Now interview on there with Robin Hood and East O. You guys go and stream that. And I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. Whew. It's a lot of breath, but you already know, whew, I'll be trying to get through it all. But you guys already know, brand new music next week, so stay tuned to the Grown Up Podcast. I appreciate each and every one of you. Stay safe, be kind, and we out.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.